Yeah, they tryna add me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Get In Loser. It is your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Every episode, you're always talking about eating toast. So I decided to bring you some toast this time.
No.
No, it was not in my pants, by the way. It wasn't in my underwear. You seem hungry.
So wait.
Zach just whips out a Ziploc bag with toast in it.
This will soak
every
up the
time
alcohol.
He's talking about toast, so I just figured you wanted some toast.
It's so funny because I don't actually really ever eat toast.
No, I've been
avocado toast here and there.
I wouldn't eat that.
I wasn't really planning on that. Anyways, you guys, we are gathered here today with the loveliest ever, Tara's World. The handsomest as ever, Zach Clayton.
Stop playing with me. Stop.
And more importantly, our very first Get In Loser guest of the season. We have the celebrity for longer than you could ever imagine since birth, Jordan Jones.
Woo! Woo! Wow, what an introduction. Hello.
It's so lovely to see you today.
Me too.
Obviously, we recently went on your podcast.
Yes.
Much different experience than you're going to experience today on our podcast.
We talk a lot of shit.
Honestly. Talk a lot of shit. We spill a lot of tea.
See, and I'm just not controversial, so I don't understand how I'm sitting here right now, but I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to get you're probably going to get it out of me.
Oh, definitely. That's the goal. That was the goal.
One of the first things she said to me when walked in, I was like, "Oh, are you nervous?" And she was like, "Yeah, kind of. I usually like have a publicist here with me to make sure things are okay, and I don't have one today, so I have to do it myself."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Good luck, girl."
Yeah, I'm like,
"You're about to hear your deepest secrets right now."
Okay, so one of the first things we always do on our podcast every week, we kind of like to update people on our lives throughout the week. We haven't filmed in like a solid like 2 weeks now. I'm blaming Zach.
I'm blaming Amari, honestly.
I'm blaming Tara.
I blame both of you.
Okay. What?
I never canceled.
To be fair, I will take like 70% of the blame, but also I think you did cancel once as well.
Did you? I think
I did.
I don't think I canceled
twice.
We'll
ask Amelia. Oh, Amelia probably fucking hates us.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's like a 30, 45. Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're good.
It's a group effort. Yeah. But, so nothing really that interesting has been going on in my life lately. Last night, though, I will say this. The only thing that's happened in my life this past, like, 2 weeks. So last night, I was doing a $1 million puzzle. You know, like the puzzle, like the David Dobrik one or whatever. Yeah. So I was doing that last night, and Ty and I. And, you know, we're, like, having wine, having a great time. But then, like, it hits, like, 4 o'clock, and, like, 4 a.m. And we're, like, hitting a wall. But there's, like, 4 pieces left. So we're, like, we just have to figure it out. And then, like, the last couple pieces weren't making any sense.
Wait, like, you were stuck with only 4 pieces left?
Yeah, because it's, like, a giant QR code. And so, basically, like, I don't know. Like, some pieces really, like, fit where you think they, like, can fit, but it wasn't fitting. Mm-hmm. And then, so there were just, like, 2 pieces sitting on the table. We're just, like, fuck it, like, the puzzle's broken. Like, it's broken. And I was, like, trying to scan it without putting something underneath, like, black to just, like, try and get the QR code to scan. Whatever. Wasn't working. Come back to it this morning for the podcast. And I'm sitting with Kyla. And we're looking at it. And I was, like, wait. Move the pieces. I even DM'd the company. I was, like, yo, your puzzle was, like, janky.
It doesn't
like,
work.
Yeah. I was, like, this is how you fucking get people. Like, they take the puzzle. And it was, like, in exchange for a TikTok, too. So I was, like, they're just trying to get, like, promo out of me.
Yeah.
Like, they just want me to promo the fucking puzzle and I don't win shit.
How long did it take you to do the whole thing?
Probably like a total of like 4 hours because we went to dinner.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
It was a 500 piece puzzle. And obviously the wine was really flowing. We took an Olive Garden break, had more wine at Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Uh-huh. So yum.
Dude, ew. First off.
And then.
Olive Garden gives me the shits like bad. Y'all like Olive
like
Garden?
Like my mom.
Yeah.
Love. My mom.
I like it, but it's not a pretty experience.
Love a good carb load. Okay. And so this morning I fixed the puzzle and I was like, oh shit. And then I'm like, oh, I can scan the puzzle. Like,
right.
And I was going into it with the mindset that I probably wasn't going to win anything. Like, because you can win between 25 cents and $1 million anywhere in there. And I was like, okay, like, even if I won $500, that'd be dope. Like, it's like, oh, you won something. Like, that's cool. You know, this thing
you
isn't
didn't
like.
Spend anything either, so.
Exactly. And so I scan it. Guess how much I won?
25 cents.
25 fucking cents! I won 25 cents on this fucking puzzle. I spent 4 hours. I could have been shooting OnlyFans. Could have been shooting OnlyFans content. yeah, then Ari's like,
so you
oh.
You can't even split that, like.
No, exactly. I'm like, who wants 5 cents? Like, yeah.
Wait, that's fucked up. They hit me up and I never responded.
Don't!
Because, like, my friends got one and they didn't post it, like, immediately. Mm. And that brand, like, started DMing them, like, all this crazy shit. Like, we're gonna, like, sue you. Like, they were saying, like, crazy shit to Hustle.
Can they do that?
That's that. Yeah, no, they were like being rude.
Was there a contract
in
place?
Say.
No.
I can't see you.
I'm like, what?
I know, they were being really rude. Like, they showed me the DMs, and I was just like, oh, wow. They were like, we literally just didn't post it for like 5 days.
I'd be like, I won 25 cents. Yeah. I'm not posting anything.
Like, it's not like that crazy.
Actually, I probably
still
post a TikTok because it's kind of funny that I only won 25 cents.
You probably should, yeah.
That would go viral to make you more money.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then they'd be like,
Creator Fund.
Creator Fund.
Look at her. She's so smart with her money. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we gotta hear about that.
Zach, what's going on your life? You just went to Texas.
I'll keep it real with you. I've been going through hell the last 72 hours of my life.
Let's hear about it. You just had a cultural reset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back to Texas because when life's going to shit, you go back home. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to reset. I was on a bender that I shouldn't have been on. It was getting bad, and I knew it was getting bad because my mom and, like, everybody close to me, even her, like, everybody was worried about me because I also shaved my head, so people were like, are you having, like, a Britney Spears moment right now? Like, what's going on? Sorry, I know, a little touchy. I know y'all like Britney.
Yeah. Anyways. We'll get to that later, too, honestly.
Yeah, I saw updates.
So much good shit's happening for Britney! Yeah. Go, Britney!
But, anyways, I shaved my head, and everybody was worried, like, about me. Like, they thought I was just going off the edge and shit, so I went home.
You're reverting back to bad Zach.
I shaved my head, didn't know how to fucking act. I was a little badass. But now I went home, and I ended up getting, like, not sick, but, like, allergies, because usually when I fly from L.A. to Texas, like, the air difference, like, I always...
He's like, the manure.
Yeah.
The
manure. I get the humidity, you say.
The manure.
So I get sick the night before I'm supposed to get on a flight. Like, I sneeze twice, and it's fucking...
But you were also supposed to be gone Sunday to Wednesday, and you didn't even leave till Monday, right?
I canceled 4 flights in a week. Oh. Let's just say that. 4 flights in a week.
Okay, Tana. Oh. Pop off.
Every day I'm like, he's like, hey, can you pick me up tomorrow? I'm like... Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm staying one more day. He picked me up the next day. I'm like, yeah, can you pick me up the next day?
Well, one day I was supposed to actually legit come back, and then I got told this, like, the podcast got moved to the next week. So I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm staying even longer.
Yeah.
Because that was the only reason I was going to come back. I was going to go for 2 days and come back for this.
Mm-hmm. Fuck us.
No, I love you, stop.
He's like, well, I didn't want to hang out with you guys. I just wanted to, like, shoot an episode.
Yeah. Well, no, I wanted to go home for, like, a week or two. Yeah. But, like, I know, like, I had this obligation. So, like, anyways.
Responsible.
The night before I was supposed to come back, I got, like, my ear got clogged, I guess, with mucus. I don't even know, but you know when you get, like, water stuck in your ear?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And I had
an infection almost?
It felt like it. My ear hurt for, like, 7 hours straight. I was up from 3 a.m. to 10 a.m., just constant aching. And then I get on the plane the next day to come here. I chipped my tooth on the plane while eating a fucking Cheez-It. How the fuck did a Cheez-It chip my tooth?
I've chipped my back tooth is chipped right now.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
From an airhead.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was like, Dr. Gabe! He's like, Dr. Gabe, please.
Your tooth's fine. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, and then to make things even worse, I get, like, this is on the flight here, the tooth. I get here, I get my hair cut, I, like, eat something, I'm feeling healthy, I'm like, I'm back in L.A., let's get it going. I want to put a steamer in my ear to, like, clear my ear because steam kind of, like, loosens it up and whatnot.
Did you read that online?
Huh?
Did you read that online?
No.
He's like,
yeah, I did. Well, like, steam, like, loose, like, I don't know. I think I read it online. Anyways, I held the steamer too high and the boiling water spit out. And close up on my neck, the blister actually popped earlier, but I, like, hurt the goddamn shit out of my neck. So in other words, I've been going through hell.
Yeah, I saw just the second I walked in. I was like, what happened to his back? I'm not going to ask.
Thank you.
He dropped his banana in Starbucks today, too.
And then I bought a banana at Starbucks. I open it, and it just, like, breaks in half and falls. I'm like, dude, God don't like me right now. I don't know what I did wrong, but he's not rocking with me.
He's challenging you because he knows you're a very strong person and can handle these things and these trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
He's just testing you.
I feel something good coming. Something good is going to come.
Absolutely.
I fucking hope so, man. OnlyFans, Lincoln Bio.
Jordan, your life?
Wow.
What's been going on? Have you been in LA this entire time?
Yes,
or?
I've been in LA for a month.
Yeah, which I feel like is just so...
I'm living,
like,
life.
Out of character for you. I feel like you're always back home.
I
feel like you usually make, like, short visits.
You see... No, I really don't. I moved to Arizona in April, but, like, I was probably only there for, like, 2 weeks total from April till... now in July, like, probably 2 weeks total. It's really bad. I mean, like, I've been going back and forth. I have my podcast here, I have my friends here, I have my niece here, I have all my diaries and my friends here. I have all my friends here. Like, and just, like, honestly, all of my work, photo shoots, studio, everything I do is here. So just, like, now that, like, COVID was, like, loosening up and people could, like, have events back together and like things are opening back up,
so I was
like,
I gotta get bigger back than to six.
I was like, I gotta get back to LA. And so I've just been here doing my own thing for a little bit, and it's fine.
Wait, yeah. When you did live in LA, didn't you live like super far yeah. out? Like you're like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I lived past Calabasas.
She was what far. Area?
Westlake Village.
Oh.
Far. Okay. Farther than.
I hang out, I'd say, I'm busy yeah. today. I can't because of that drive.
Yeah. But literally, the drive.
The Uber's like $380.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, pass.
Jordan, I actually can't make it today.
But now
so
he
sorry.
Can't because of OnlyFans. So.
Okay. Yeah, now we're good.
Yeah.
Lincoln
Park. But I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Love that.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. And then Tara, we didn't even get to you. I literally just completely skipped you.
Yes, you did. It's okay.
So sorry.
I thought you were literally just about to go into the next segment.
No, no,
I was
no.
like, you know what? I'll just sit here.
Honestly, I'm just so excited because we just like have our first guest. And it's yeah. just like so fun.
No, it's very fun. I've been doing nothing. Nothing.
Your dad was just in town.
Oh.
Wait, listen to this.
I love you.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but listen to this. So we go to dinner for her best friend Jordy's birthday.
Oh, I'm so scared.
We go to Boa. And it's like, 16
people,
16
yeah.
person dinner, whatever. Yeah. And her dad's there. Her dad is the cutest, the sweetest, obviously, Papa Pitts. We
He's
love,
fucking
we stand.
Crazy.
Shout out
love
Papa him. Pitts. I'm like, go follow him on TikTok, Jim Harris.
He wants to get it started on TikTok.
And the bill comes, and he fucking paid for everyone.
He was so drunk.
A 16 person dinner at Boa. He paid for literally yeah. everyone. And I was like,
can I guess
wait, that's
what
not
that bill
okay.
was?
I don't know how much.
1300
Gotta be like
no.
I forgot. Oh, with alcohol? Like,
how much?
$2,000-$3,000
It wasn't two. It was like 20. It was 20. Oh wait. So the bill came right. It was 1500, and he tipped 600.
I was so
right.
Close. Uh-huh.
He tipped 600, and then the next day he was looking at the receipt, and the gratuity was already included, and it was like 400. Yeah. So that girl got $1,000 tip.
Oh, that's yeah. You know that made her life. Though.
Oh, so cute. He was like, "Should I like call?" I was like, "Don't you dare call." I was like, "Okay."
And the server was awesome. I did love her.
Yeah. That night was fucking...
But yeah, it was the cutest thing ever. And he was, like, so happy.
He loves you. He
I love him. You. He's the sweetest guy ever.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
He took a picture in Amari's little Rolex. He posted it everywhere. Everywhere. On, like, Facebook. He, like, sent it in all of his little group chats.
He commented on my TikTok the other day.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, a little transition TikTok where I thought I was, like, looking cute or whatever. And he was like, you go, Amari, or something like that. I was like,
He started making what I eat in a day is.
It's... So cute. And
what
then
I
you like, hear her in the background because he's like making it like with her. Like
at the voiceover.
Like, voiceover.
And he would just do these like long pauses like in between meals. And I was just like, you can talk.
Wait,
talk.
Is he living here now or?
He's moving here within the next few months to my apartment building. He wanted to live with me. I was like,
oh, yeah, no,
I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
That no. sounds like me starting to drink like every day at 4 o'clock. Like every day at like around 2:30, he's like, it's almost martini time. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're drinking with me, right? And if I don't, he calls me boring. So I don't think I could live with him.
How old is your dad?
55.
He's such a boss.
Yeah.
I love him.
Hollywood Harris.
But Hollywood Harris is moving here. And yeah. I think we smell an upcoming guest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
With what I've heard, I'm already so entertained by him.
Oh, he's a nut. He's a nut. He's great, though.
He's a nut. I like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, as you guys can tell, our lives aren't that interesting this past couple weeks.
Yeah.
But what?
You guys are amazing.
We fucking love you.
And I think you guys, I literally forgot to mention in the beginning that you guys can always listen to us on all podcast streaming platforms, and that audio comes out 2 days before videos. So
2 days, not three, not four,
just
but
gonna throw that in there.
Two.
And
Monday, Wednesday.
Yeah, let's just wap up this segment. Our lives are fucking boring. I have toast.
So
I'm gonna
try
toast. And then we're just gonna fucking throw Jordan right in the hot seat because
oh,
that's
turn not me this time.
Get in, loser. We're putting Jordan Jones in the hot seat.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, if you've been watching and or listening to our podcast for some time now, you are familiar with Hot Seat. If you haven't been, welcome to our podcast. Sometimes we like to have people on here or ourselves and put them in the hot seat. If you don't know what the hot seat is, here it is.
It's a seat that's hot.
It's a seat that's very
hot seat.
And we fire you up.
And I say everything, and then it gets me. I'm like, I'll watch it the next day. I'm like,
I really
fuck
will
me.
Say everything.
Shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So basically, we put you in the hot seat. We fire you up with some hard-hitting questions. And for Jordan here today, she's not much of a drinker. Completely
not at all.
Respect that. Love that. And here on the Get and Loser pod, we
drink
will never force someone to do something they are not comfortable with.
Same. I don't drink.
Except potentially take some shots of some nasty shit that's not alcohol.
Yeah, we actually don't even know what are inside of
not
these
really
shots.
They're
I heard
secret,
salad
right?
dressing and spicy shit, so it's really bad, I'm assuming. Let me smell it.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, it's already in there? I almost tipped it on me.
Oh my god. No, you're fucked.
That like
dude.
Cleared my nostrils, whatever you're the fucked. Fuck that
I'm gonna say my like sinuses are good.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's apple cider vinegar.
Oh,
is it?
Oh my god.
It smells like it.
Oh, you're not allowed to sniff. No, you're not allowed
okay,
to sniff.
Okay, I'm not sniffing.
So yeah, what? She doesn't want we're gonna ask questions. We're gonna go back and forth
that, so
asking
I'm
questions.
Talking.
If she doesn't want to answer the question, she has to take the shot.
Okay.
But yeah. I feel like you're kind of you've been acting a little ballsy lately. Yeah. Like you lately have been a little out of pocket. I'm not gonna like
that. I'm bad Jordan now.
She said bad COVID's lifted, I can be in LA, go to bigger than 6-person dinners, and I'm ready to rumble. Yeah.
All right.
Bigger than 6-person
okay,
dinners.
So I think we've got
it's not too bad actually.
Quite some questions here lined up, but I honestly think I just have some questions of my own.
Oh,
yeah. Zach, I think you should do the honors because we're her closest friend here.
Oh.
And I think Zach could probably really get you.
Zach.
Yes. Okay.
Zach. No.
Miss
Zach.
I like to call her Junie B. Jones. So if you
but
hear me
no,
say
we
Junie
talked
B.
about this and I don't like that anymore.
Junie not, B. Jones.
Okay, fine. Miss Jordan Jones, who is the biggest influencer that last slid in your DMs?
I was gonna ask that. That's a good one. Okay.
I wouldn't know the answer to this. I have no idea.
Okay. Do you say like sliding in, like sliding in?
Like
or
not even like trying to hit, like, okay, let's be honest.
Like just DMing me, but like could be either, like could be actually trying to do
yes.
something or could
not
be,
okay. someone that's what just trying to like work with you, like, honestly.
But because, like, how often does that happen?
Okay, Bryce Hall.
Oh, okay. Wait, that's not.
She threw it out there.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
Okay.
Or yeah, that's actually the only one I.
That's
say.
Not who I was
Bryce
thinking.
Bryce is my friend.
I was
yeah.
thinking
so.
Else.
I'm saying that one. I don't have my phone on me to fact check that, but.
No, she's not lying.
Yeah, I'm not lying.
It's not the one I was thinking of, but I guess.
Who are you thinking of?
Oh, are you fucking kidding? Can wait, what? It? I'm sure there's like an NBA player in there.
You said influencer, right?
Yeah, I said influencer.
Oh, come on.
Oh, celebrity. Go fucking.
Yeah, win. What?
No, I can't. I can't.
Okay, can I say the one I was thinking, though?
Why don't you just say it and bleep it?
We'll be back after these messages.
Oh, you see? Yeah, you can say that.
Josh Richards.
I heard you when you were whispering. Yeah,
I can't hear out this ear,
he
so
he literally
I'm
just said, hey, and I said, hi, and then mm-hmm. he said, how are you? And I said, living life, and then he, like, read it because I didn't ask how, like, I didn't say, like, how about you or anything.
I gave, like, a dry response.
What are your thoughts on Josh Richards?
Well, I've known him for a really long time because my cousin actually managed him when he, like, blew up. And then Josh left my cousin being his manager for Sway and stuff. So, like, I've known him for, like, I've known him since his absolute come up. Like, mm-hmm.
And we were, like, close in that time period? Like,
no, like, I've only seen him a couple times in my life. But he's, like, a really cool kid and, like, works hard.
No, he's dope. I like him.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah. For it.
Okay.
Josh Richards.
Do you want to go next with the question?
Sway Boys. Yeah. Huh. Okay. Do you write your own music?
Yes and no.
Oh.
Like different songs. Recently, within the past 2 years, either I have written it or I've been in the session with at least 2 to 3 other people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did rap, I didn't write any of that.
Okay.
People would just like send me it and I'd be like, all right, let's go. And I was like 13 years old. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But any song on my EP, I co-wrote on.
But now you're very involved in it.
Very involved. I
love
can't,
to hear it.
I can't not feel what I'm feeling. Yeah, singing. Yeah.
Understand.
Good question.
It's a lot harder to put emotion into it when you're just like reading something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a good one. I'm like flipping the paper over. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't need no motherfucking paper.
Yeah, we got to spice.
Oh my god, I fucking
do. Get her ass to do one.
So, and you know I'm crazy. So,
like I'm like trying to like not look
I'm
at you.
So you've been in the industry for a very, very long time.
Okay. Have.
Along your journey in the industry, whether it's a celebrity, influencer. Maybe, I wouldn't want to say someone, not necessarily someone, yeah, no, not behind the scenes, not someone behind the scenes, but someone, like, in the scene, who's the worst or, like, rudest person you've met? And, like, could you give us, like, a little story? Or if you don't really feel comfortable giving the full story or anything like that, you could just say the person, and then we could let the people do what they do and do their research.
I'm
you probably got a lot of stories.
Yeah, you're saying basically like an influencer, like a YouTuber, or someone like I've met along the way.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Even if it was just like a quick encounter or anything like that.
Just someone that rubbed you the wrong way that you're like, fuck that guy or girl.
You're just like, damn, I wasn't expecting that out of that person.
Yep.
Like, don't be rude.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot.
She's like, I got
like I said, celebrity since birth, you guys.
I'm just trying to think of like something that's like tea, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So I'll mention this. It's not in like a bad way at all, kind of. Uh-huh. It's just like people will like come at us probably for who it is. But honestly, it was probably just like something like off. You know, everyone has like off days. So
she's like Tana Mojo.
Oh my God, love Tana. So Playlist Live, the beginning of COVID, like right before it started, like a week later, I met Charlie D'Amelio. Uh-huh. And she came right up to me. Like, I was talking to Jordan Morona at the party. No. I'm getting there, honey. Okay. So she, like just sees me in, like, this whole room of people, like, at one of those parties, comes right up. She goes, "Hi, I'm Charlie. It's so nice to meet you. I've watched you. Mm-hmm. And, like, congrats on everything." I'm like, this girl is a saint. Mm-hmm. So that was my first impression of her, okay?
Was it a daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
I feel like I know what party it was because I remember at, like, that party. I got so a photo cute, with her, and we were, like, playing Limbo together. And I was like, this is the most iconic photo of my entire life.
Yeah, she's literally, like, I was like, oh, my God, this girl is so nice. And, like, she knew who I was, and she, like, you know, gave credit or whatever, and, like, I said the same things back to her. So then, like, at the Six Flags event, I, like, went right up to her, and she, like, did not, like, she was, like, literally did not know who I was. What? So, I mean, that just kind of was just, like, weird. Uh-huh. That's, like, the only thing I could
kind of
say.
You went up and said, like, hi and shit?
Yeah, I was, like, hi, and, like, tried to, like, give her a hug and stuff, and she was just, like, she was with, like, Lil Huddy and, like, two other people, and I was just, like, she, like, basically, like, moved away and stuff, and then I was just like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. That's awkward.
Yeah, but
she said hi to you the
day before. She was, like, kind of, like, talking in a group of people, so, like, but I went up to her because I was like, oh, like, we know each other.
Yeah.
She came up to me first. Like,
yeah. But, like, not, like, in a weird way at all. It was just like, whoa, that was a different experience from a year ago.
I mean, she, like, rubbed you the wrong way.
Damn it. I was looking for you to say something, like, horrible, like,
but it was really dark. I was wearing a hoodie. Like, she honestly could have had no idea who I actually was because I'm like a catfish and everything, you know? So, like, at night.
Oh, shut up.
No, like, at night, I'm just like, put up my hoodie, and then I was just like at the Six Flags event just looking like horrible. So maybe she did not know who I was.
Huh. Fair. Yeah. Fair.
Long story.
When you said Charlie D'Amelio, I was like,
I shit a little.
Yeah, I was like,
oh,
okay.
No, I love her though.
Our whole podcast just gets taken down the entire. Yeah. Like, all of Notorious. Like,
we should just wrap it up here, boys.
Murdered.
Dude, I keep real with you. I've been trying to brainstorm a question this whole time. I can't think of one. I'm scared. Okay, bet.
No.
There we go, Zach. That's the energy we need. He had that cultural
knows
reset.
Way too much about me.
I do, but also, like, I don't want to, like,
good.
I don't want to overstep, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're connected right here.
Remember, she ain't got no publicists here today.
That's true. You ain't got no one to save you today.
I can't get up.
She could just walk
just
out.
Just walks out.
Let's make a little, like, fun. Kiss. Okay. You do a kiss, marry, kill?
Yes.
Well, no, because we're trying to make her. No, fuck that. No.
But if I don't want to say anything, I'll drink or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like,
you can do kiss, marry, kill. We'll just add that to whatever. And then
I could get you. I figure, like, I could get you with this one.
Okay.
Wait, no, this is, like, I don't know if this is fucked up. If it is, I do apologize. I'm a child of God. Y'all know this. kiss, marry, kill. Brandon.
Westenberg? Okay.
One of her exes.
What?
Sean Cavalier.
Wait, why my exes?
Because I'm trying to get you to drink.
He's going crazy with it.
And.
Oh, my God.
Jordan Bowe.
Okay, what? Yeah.
Dude, if someone asked me this, I wonder what the fuck to say.
Well, it's just like.
I don't know. Oh, wow, you got buzz. By the way, these are all relationships.
There's kiss and marry, though. I just,
all right,
I don't
fuck,
think
marry,
it's like,
kill. Fuck, marry, kill. We're on get and lose.
No, still, fuck and marry. That is just not. I gotta drink. Because I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You have to understand that, like. I
purposely asked that because I felt like you were going to drink. That's why I asked.
Well, it's just like the thing is that, like, obviously I would do both things to Jordan Bowe, you know, and I would not kill him. But then I can't have, like, the other people in, like, the picture at
all.
That's
why I asked it. Now get to fucking drinking.
I don't think that I should.
I think you should.
I don't.
No, 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 not that one. Not that one. You little fuck.
What is it?
I don't even know.
Can I sip it? I can't take a shot at all. Like, okay. Like, I'm literally, like, not even, like, able to.
I think you can do it because I just had to take the entire shot.
No. That one. You got to just do it. You just got to throw it.
Smells it first.
Throw it back.
Your nose is so little and cute.
Oh, thank you.
Pop off.
I want a nose job.
Why?
Because it's, that's what you just said. Cute. It's It's not.
But that's like a good thing. Serving me Madison beer.
What are we talking about? No, I sniffed it once. I ain't gonna sniff it again. We're sniffing
He's
it,
like,
by
I
the way,
COVID,
audio
I
listeners.
Can't smell.
No, it doesn't smell.
We're sniffing the shot.
Oh, that's what I smelled before. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I smell jalapeno.
Can I at like, least know what?
That's what I'm sniffing.
Mm. You got this,
is
girl.
Is that jalapeno?
I don't know.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's never coming back to this podcast.
No.
She's never coming
Give
back.
Give it a little swishy swish. I want to know what it is.
Wait, let me see how much you did. Okay.
Good?
Valid enough.
It's like just spicy. I don't even know.
Maybe it's like jalapeno.
It's like jalapeno.
Maybe it's like peppercini juice.
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Oh, it's like pickle juice, but like with probably jalapeno in it.
So probably like peppercini. Well, you also have two more shots lined right here. So that
I think we all
keep going.
One more question each. One more question each.
I feel like I could ask you something real good.
I apologize for my last question. I just knew it was
going to
work.
Yeah, like what?
I knew it was going to work.
What's the most money you've been paid for a deal and by who?
Oh, that's a good one.
But like, I feel like I could say it, but I can't say the company because what if that's like
ruins like potential or
that or like what if like I'm in like contracts to like not say like the you know like I don't think I can say the brand but I'll say like what it was.
Would you say the brand off camera?
Maybe I can.
Because I really just want to know. Too.
But maybe I could also just like
I'm like hitting them up like hey I heard you have budget.
Yeah.
Well, if it was like more than like a year ago, I'm pretty positive you could say something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can we clarify if it's like a partnership or like a one-time Instagram post?
One-time, like one-time. It doesn't even have to be Instagram. Oh, okay. It can be anything. One-time brand deal.
Okay, mm-hmm. One-time. That's easier because a lot of people do like a lot of like
She's
long-term things with me. Mm-hmm. Right, no, I'm really not.
You about to say some crazy shit.
I'm so interested.
She's like $250,000.
No.
She's like, Fashion Nova paid me $2 billion.
One sec.
Fashion Nova.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is thinking.
One thing is, I'll say the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know, because when I was like, even 18, I would get like really, really big brand deals. And I can't really remember how much those were, but I know that they were even more than like I do now. Uh-huh. But the one like now, I did like an Instagram post for a company, and it was, I think,
Ladies
it was either like 90 or 110 grand.
Okay,
but it's
God damn.
Well, one feed.
Okay, I can actually say this.
Yeah, one fucking feed post. Are you kidding?
I'll say this. I won't say the company.
Pulls up in a blue Tesla. I'm like, of course.
I won't say the company, but it was a vibrator.
Wait, what?
Oh, I know the company. Yeah. I have to know the company.
Wait, me too.
You posted a vibrator on your Instagram? That is not Jordan. That is not the Jordan Jones.
Hello. I do so close. Link in bio.
Yeah, I gotta ask you.
It's on brand for me now, honey.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Hey. Touche.
Oh, and now I know what you're gonna say.
What?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Okay. Holy fuck.
You have one last question?
Yeah, I was actually gonna ask about that one. Why do you do so close instead of OnlyFans?
And what is so close? Is that like the Instagram like close friends type thing?
So Instagram close friends. Basically, I didn't want to do like any of it, but how like I got myself to do it was basically.
She's like, I saw the potential checks.
No, like so in May of last year, like OnlyFans was specifically like for porn stars or like anyone who was like in that industry, and like it wasn't like okay really for anyone else to just like kind of jump on it back then. But then like more celebrities started doing it, and I just didn't want to do it because everyone was just doing like
showing they titties,
showing a lot, and I feel like I didn't want to do that yet.
Yeah.
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 No, not like that. Like I was like, okay, I'm not ready to
do
go
Do we
on
smell
OnlyFans.
A Jordan Jones Get It Loser Pod OnlyFans so close collab on our hands?
I was just like not ready to do that yet. But I was like, okay, my agency doesn't want me to post like any bikini pics like on Instagram for potential brand deals.
Yeah.
So like I like a long time ago like I had to like take off like an archive like most of like my bikini pictures and like pictures with my boyfriend and stuff just like for like potential brand deals.
Yep.
And then when this whole thing came up, I was like, okay, well, now I can do, like, my bikini pics again. And, like, whenever I, like, go to the beach, I can take pictures. And the thing is that, like, people would, like, sell my pictures anyways from Instagram. And I was like, honestly, like, if people are, like, making money from my bikini pictures. Like,
you want to make money from it.
I can make the money from my bikini pictures too, whatever. So right now I just do like lingerie, like bikinis and like nothing too crazy at all. Like I don't really show much, but it's just like, not available anywhere else. You know, like, I don't post it on Instagram anymore. So people still want that. And that's basically just what my So Close thing is. Yeah.
Nice. Nice cock. All right.
You might show her tits, though. You never know. You have to subscribe and pay to see.
Subscribe to see.
I just did a Katie Sigmund collab. It comes out tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Oh, I've seen. I was like, oh. Pop okay. Off.
Yeah, we're breaking the internet.
She does really well. Well, I don't know. Well, I've heard.
Yeah, she does do very well. She does
really I want to ask one more question that's going to get you to drink something.
Oh, I have one more. Guys, this is a big fucking moment.
Okay.
I don't know what to ask. Who was the worst person you've ever hooked up with? It could be like just kissing or like whatever it was.
Yeah, but no one from like your like high school or like
we've
only really hooked up with boyfriends.
Yeah,
that's fine. Like two or three others. That's fine. Let us know. Mm-hmm. We need a name, first and last name, social security number, address. We need all of it.
Mm-hmm. We need birth chart.
Poor thing. Look at her. It's like no.
I'm just like abusing you with these questions right now. I'm sorry. My goal here is to get you to drink.
My worst hookup. My worst kiss. You know what? I'll say like my worst kiss experience.
Oh, okay. God.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is gonna be bad. So, I really hope. Oh, I can't.
I'll walk the
do
fuck
it.
Out right
I'm
now.
So curious now.
Okay, I was like 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. She's like, it was playlist live.
Did I just say the person?
That's the question. Yes, the name.
Geo2 Saucy, Giovanni. Oh. No, because it wasn't anything like. Basically,
Zach's like, you kissed him.
No,
fucking boy.
Basically, like,
damn, you did my boy dirty.
We were
that's
never
fucked
like
up.
Talking or anything, but. I don't know. Like, we were in, like, a car, and he literally, like, we were in a full car of people, and I remember where I was at Bob's Big Boy, and I'm sitting in, like, the middle seat, and for some reason, he's like, I'm going to Mexico tomorrow. Like, I really want to kiss you or something, and I was, like, just, like, really trying to, like, not, because I didn't want to, like, lead him on, because I liked Brandon.
I was about to say, wasn't I, like...
Because I liked Brandon, his best friend. So I was, like, really trying to, like, not lead this guy on, and... It was probably bad because of me. I didn't, like, try to, like, actually, like,
you
kiss
him.
I wasn't into
it. You're also 16.
I was also 16. Yes. But he, like, literally, like, grabbed my face, like, grabbed me next to him and then, like, kissed me. Oh. And it was, like, a two-second thing. But
wait,
that's, like, the
I
first
ask,
thing that came to my mind.
Was it when we were, like, going to Luna's house? Like,
I think
that
so.
That time era of life?
Oh, my God. Were you there?
I felt like I was for, like... Oh my, no.
I think you were there.
Oh my God.
I think you were there.
Was it when I started talking to Danny?
Yes.
Oh God.
It was around that time, yeah. But it was basically just like bad because like I was not into it and I didn't want him to be into it and
yeah.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Gio, work on
I
yourself,
I love
man.
Gio though, like... Love Lauren.
Yeah, he's dating Lauren now, right?
Yes.
Ship it. I ship it a lot.
Oh, my God. They're
oh, that
perfect.
Guy.
Yes.
Oh, I know that guy. Okay.
They're perfect
You're not
together.
That guy, pal.
I know
me.
That guy.
Yes. Yeah, literally it was what?
That like 2016.
5 years ago.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
God
well,
damn.
As you guys can see, we can't really phase Jordan Jones. She's a bad bitch.
That was really
and
good.
We can't kill her. So I think
one shot.
You guys have to take
You got
the,
me fucked up.
The extra shots because I had to take the double shot.
Wait.
The
How about this?
I think that'd be a fun, funky, fresh remix.
I think
remix.
Me and you have to, because she's never canceled an episode. Well, in
no,
a long
I'm
time.
Actually down because like I haven't eaten food.
Are you
all
kidding?
Day long.
We're
I'm
to,
like, give
we're
me these calories.
We were supposed to film on Thursday,
honey.
And she had to cancel because she's going to Rolling Loud.
Oh yeah,
true.
Going to Miami.
Are you sure? I feel like for my health, that's just not. You know
shouldn't.
What I'm saying?
You shouldn't.
It's good.
Like,
but she said she thinks one's apple cider vinegar, so hopefully you get apple cider vinegar one, and that's good for you.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't think
good for you.
I don't think one is.
What?
I think it might be.
This
not me.
This is hot sauce. No chance, man. Oh man, I look like a bitch right now.
Like, this is like a dressing. I'm like, I want it.
Can I get like a chaser? Because that's not cutting it no more.
The toast.
The soggy ass toast that I had in my fucking
Just use
it.
Hot sauce on the toast.
You're good.
You could Wait, also use this.
Now we're on to something.
That's what I'm saying.
What is that?
It's like tequila, Sprite, and orange. Or
I'd,
not orange juice.
I'd rather shoot myself.
Cream.
Oh, there's a Rebel.
Hold on. Oh, come on.
Oh, he's buying a Tesla.
You're buying a Tesla?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No big deal.
Are
no.
you going to keep your Mercedes?
Yeah, I'll keep my Mercedes, but she is, her car is so badass. Like, I really like her car.
Like
I didn't want to get a Tesla because I feel like
everybody's getting them, and they're not as like it used to be like cool to have a Tesla. Now it's like
everyone,
a Tesla, and everyone's like getting them.
But drink, after being drink,
a, okay,
drink.
Sorry, I was trying to stall a little bit.
I'm getting a card soon too.
Get in, really? Loser.
Yeah, I'm going to the DMV tomorrow.
Oh fuck,
that's gonna be fucking scary.
Here's to new cars. Yeah. I want a new car. Feel free to buy me one.
Your
either
insurance,
of you.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a bad.
That fucking video on your TikTok.
It went viral as hell. It got like 7 million views. I was like.
Yeah, all the comments were coming back from like last summer, like, what's your car insurance? I'm like, oh, not these again.
Okay. Audio listeners, by the way, you got to watch the video. When does it come out, Amari?
Two days from the audio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're missing all these shots we're taking and stuff. Y'all got to see this. I think. Right, anyways, here we go. Cheers. Get in, lizard.
I'm proud of you guys.
Fucking hell.
Ooh.
Actually, not that bad. A little
Italian
spicy.
Dressing. Italian dressing's bomb.
I haven't had solid food all day.
The dressing made it more spicy, actually.
I got like a chunk of garlic. That was nice.
Oh my god.
Then what was yours?
I don't even fuck. I couldn't tell you.
What was it?
It was just a spicy ball of shit.
Okay. The hot sauce?
Yeah, it was hot sauce. Yeah, hot sauce for sure. Oh.
Woo. All right. Well, with that being said, we're taking Jordan out of the hot seat because, yeah, get the fuck like I out. Said, she's a bad bitch and we can't kill her.
That was really good.
She will expose anything. Really so, if, I mean, if anyone else wants to have her on your podcast, you might want to invite her. Because
without her publicist.
without the publicist, that's for sure. All right, that concludes this segment.
I feel like we got a lot more out of you because like, if you had a publicist here, they'd be in the background like...
They'd be like, no, so close, no OnlyFans, no boyfriends, aka the only things that we talked about.
Yeah. We got a free right. Jordan.
Get in, loser, we're doing our first ad read.
Yeah. Y'all thought we weren't counting those coins, baby girl.
Come on,
man. All right, so here we are today to talk to you guys about Talkspace. Mm-hmm. Basically, the world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again, thank God. But after the year we've all had, getting back to feeling normal does, in fact, take some time. I don't know about you guys, but ever since like LA is starting to open back up, I've definitely started to experience some sort of like social anxiety.
Oh, same. Yeah.
I don't know why either, but same.
I know for a lot of people, talking to someone you just like personally know doesn't really work that way and or doesn't really work out so amazingly. And that's why talking to like a licensed professional is so much better because what people don't know actually is like pretty much like 50% of people struggle with mental health issues. Yeah. So you have to go to professional, which is why we love Talkspace.
It's a lot easier to like set up like live sessions and you don't have to actually leave your house and like go to some like big facility and like, you know, because sometimes it's hard to do that and you can literally text someone ever and just have a conversation if you're feeling like overwhelmed, stressed, or like you need to get something off your chest. So I think Talkspace is badass.
That's really cool that you can like text your therapist. Mm-hmm. That's like really cool.
Like on spot too.
Yeah. So whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you through any issue. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code LOSER. That's $100 off when you use code LOSER at Talkspace.com.
Loser. Talkspace. So we spill a lot of tea on this podcast, and we talk a lot of shit.
Oh, this is not over?
But no, it's over. It's over. Oh. But because you're our first guest,
okay, I'm ready.
One thing I thought about was talking about something that heavily pertains to the person that comes onto the podcast, their life and everything. And so,
wait, are we about to get educational in here?
Yeah, we're about to get a little educational.
I know what you're gonna say. I'm so excited. About to get a little educational.
Well, so there's two things I want to talk about. We'll bring up educational first. Because we can give the people a break from like tea and like drama and like weird things like that.
Yeah.
So you've obviously been in the industry for a very long time. You've talked about how much like money you've made and stuff like that. And I feel like when you're an influencer and like very young and everything like that, like new money, you kind of want to spend it frivolously, especially when you start getting your first checks. You're like, oh my God, like,
especially when you start OnlyFans,
like, I could buy a Tesla. My God. You're like, you know, you could really like spend your money insanely and you probably have before. And I feel like everyone has. It's normal. It's okay. Like, it's something everyone experiences. But you've also...
I bought a purse yesterday. And he
I saw it in your story. I was like, yes.
But...
It's a nice purse.
One thing you talked about when we were on your podcast... Well, you, like, talked about it so, so, so briefly. And I just wanted to know, like, a little bit more. You talked about how you, like, invest your money and you save your money. And, I don't know, you've just gotten a lot smarter with your money. And I wanted to know... Kind of talk about, like, that turning point for you in life when you were like, okay, like, I am getting older. Like... I should probably start like investing my money for like later on in life and like what like drove you to that point and what were some of the mistakes you made along the way of like with your money?
Okay, so I'm some days responsible and some days not, uh-huh. okay? So number one is, like, the main reason why I don't like to spend money on myself mm-hmm. is because ever since I was, like, 15, I have been, like, paying my, like, own rent in L.A. and, like, paying, like, my own bills, like, my own car payments. Like, my mom's, like, I got my mom a car. Like, I send my mom money or, mm-hmm. like, ever since, like, my dad passed away, like, I've been, like, financially supporting my family if they ever need it.
Yeah.
So, like, I always, like, keep, like, a great stack in case I need to, like, help my family. So, like, that's, like, one thing I'd say. But another thing about me being, like, not responsible is recently, like, within the past 2 weeks, I was like, you know what? Like, what if I die tomorrow? What if I didn't buy that thing or go on that trip? Like, what am I really saving for? Or, like, why save, like, all this money for retirement when I'm, like, 45? Like, what if I'm not even here? Like, I'm, like, some days I'm, like, okay, you know what? You deserve it. Go buy that thing or go get that or go on that trip.
And you worked for it.
And I worked for it. But at the same time, it's, like, a lot of things I put money into is for our, like, career and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's, like,
investing in yourself almost.
Yeah, I do. And, like, especially with my music, like, the main thing I ever spend money on is, like, my tour was, like, $80,000 mm-hmm. or something. And, like, and
you put for, like, your own money.
Yeah, like, my own money into my tour and, like, I mean, like, one of my outfits for, like, a show is, like, $4,000. So it's, like, and then, like, a song is, like, could be $30,000. So it's just, like.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck is your producer?
Yeah. So.
Zach's, I'm, like, have you heard my shit?
I put a lot of my money into, like, my music. But then, like, recently I've just been, like, okay, I just need to, like, just as much.
Well.
Because everything, like, I can't go on a tour right now or anything, or, like, you can in, like, a year, so, like, now I'm going to be doing that. But, like, the past year, I, like, didn't spend a dime on music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I, like, put money into, like, myself, and, like, I bought my car and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why you bought that damn bag, but, hey, if you do it, make
sense.
Yeah.
Kind of, I voted yes on the Instagram.
It's a YSL, just, like, black bag. I have a lot of black bags, but it's cute.
She wanted a new bag. She's in her bag, so she got a bag.
Honestly, I got it because it's a bigger purse.
Uh-huh.
But my, like, main advice for people who, like, are just now getting money is, like, I would say invest it
mm-hmm.
at the same time, either if it's into, like, crypto or if it's into yourself. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't go, like, right away and buy, like, that, like, Gucci bag you've always wanted. Mm-hmm. I'd say, like, the first thing I ever bought myself was my laptop because, like, I was, like, I wanted a MacBook and I can work on it and mm-hmm. it'll, like, get me, like, through life and it'll last a really long time.
And it can make mm-hmm. you more money.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. That's the first time I ever got, like, a really good, like, YouTube check or, like, good, like, brand deal. I bought myself a MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
I had a MacBook already, but it was, like, a piece of shit. Right. But, like, I bought myself, like, a nice one. Like, I still have it.
Me too.
I remember happy. I was like, wait, I made enough money to buy my own laptop.
Yeah. And I got, like Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
Like, fuck college.
Stay in, like, a perfect middle of, like, treating yourself and saving your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to stay in, like, a perfect middle.
Definitely, okay, Jordan. Definitely don't spend more than you're making.
Yes.
My advice how do you even do that? That's what I'm confused about. I understand,
well,
like,
the it is hard.
But how do you spend more money than you're actually making? Because then, like,
credit cards.
Yeah, well, people are also just dumb. Honestly.
Oh, and that's like another piece of advice is like, I would say if I could like control like my children, I would say like only ever use a credit card to build your credit. I feel like when a lot of people turn 18, they don't have credit cards,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you have to be responsible and only like. I'm saying, like, get gas on it and, like, get your everyday things on your credit mm-hmm. card to build credit.
Not, like,
and that's, like,
spending.
One thing I did ever since I was 18 is, like, I've built credit. And that's, like, I would say, like, everyone should have a credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a credit card when I was, like, really young or, like, 18 or something. And I had no money, but I had, like, a $4,000 limit. I spent that in, like, a month.
Dang.
And then I had no money to pay it back. So I was, like, paying the minimum payment every month.
Yeah.
And, like, it took me, like, a year and a half to, like, pay off. I was like, this fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, I just spent it all. Don't do that. And
yeah, I also have financial advisors. So, yeah, they, like, say, they have, like, limits and stuff for me.
Yeah.
But I know how to go around it now. I can just log in and transfer, but I try to not.
But, you know, it's really, so I have a friend. Honestly, I'll just fucking say it. Trevi.
Trevi.
like, has financial advisors. And would, like, get put on, like, a weekly, like, spending limit or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and would hit that weekly spending limit and be like, hey, can't I, or, like, a daily spending limit or whatever, and be like, hey, can I Venmo you X amount of dollars and you Venmo it right back to me. Because, like, for some reason, when you, like, Venmo it back and forth, it just, like, I don't know, it, like, worked. Helped. And
finesse in the system.
It would be the funniest shit ever. Because, like, it'd be, like, I'd be in bed at, like, 2 a.m., like, watching Vampire Diaries, and I'd just get, like, a $200 Venmo from Trevi. I was like, I already know the drill. Like, I was like, all right.
It was just so funny. Loaded it up.
No, and then sometimes, like, I'd be, like, asleep.
Yeah.
And so I'd wake up, like, 15 minutes, like, a call, and Trevi's like, hey, can you send it back? I'm like, sorry, I'm sleeping, and you didn't give me a warning or anything like that. Like, I'm not your financial advisor. Yeah. Like, am I supposed to be on call at all times, ready to Venmo you back your money? Like, it's really
so
funny.
So funny.
But yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
My piece of advice would be also that, like, your money is not going to last, because what I've noticed in the last couple years of being in the entertainment industry and, like, living in L.A., I've definitely, like, there's no chance I haven't made within, like, a million plus, definitely in the last 6 years. And the fact that, like, not even a year ago, I, like, looked at my bank account one day and I was at, like, $17,000 in my bank. And I was like, how in the fuck?
It can go so fast.
It can go
so fast. I did
the
same thing last week. I was like,
paying attention. Like, I got scared because
I, like, calculated how much I've spent over the past year. I was like, how the fuck have I spent that?
It's scary. It's really terrifying.
Yeah. On most, like, cards, it says, like, your spending of, like, you can go on, like, Amex or Comerica or Chase or whatever you have.
Yeah.
And you go to, like, your spending, and each month you can click through how much you've spent every month.
Wait, really?
Month I would never want to see
like
it. I would never want to see
grand,
it.
80 grand, 40 grand, 80 grand. Like,
I want to see
every
that.
Every month of mine.
I would never want to see.
I'm doing that the second I get home.
I get, like, pissed off when, like, I feel like I spend a lot of money, like, when we're out on trips and shit, because you're just like, oh my God, like, it's so fun. Like, yeah, shots for everyone. Like, but it all adds up very fast.
Yeah.
Especially when your friend group likes 1942.
Yep.
So
when you're friends with a bunch of rich people, it's never good. It's never good.
And so I'll come back from a trip and, like, I'm like, I don't even want to look at my fucking, like, Wells Fargo app or anything like that. Like, I don't want to know. And then, like, but I'm like, I know I have to.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, calculate how much I spent, and, like, calculating how much you actually spent in the duration of, like, a week. I'm like, how the fuck could you possibly spend that money in 7 days? Yeah. Like, I didn't know that was possible. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It adds up quick. Because a lot of the times I'll do, what I've noticed is I'll do, like, little purchases that are, like, $10, $15, $20. I'm like, oh, it's not that much. It's just $20.
And then it adds up.
You do that four times in a day.
Like my Starbucks, I go like three times a day, and it's $6 every time. And then it's like one thing
on top
that
of
was
like
crazy,
everything else you spend.
Like my mom's credit card, debit card, for some reason in December, like I had to use her card at Starbucks, and because of some freaking reason, can't even remember. And literally in, like, March, I noticed that, like, I needed to reload my Starbucks app. And I was like, oh, wait, what? And, like, the card number was not mine. And I was like, wait, whose card have I been using for Starbucks? So I went and I looked, and it was my mom's. And I was like, oh, my God, Mom, I'm so sorry. I've been using your card for Starbucks for 4 months now. And we calculated it, and I had to send my mom, like, $3,700.
For Starbucks?
For Starbucks?
Like, I was like...
You're spending way so much money, Jordan. Holy shit.
You like somebody that's like crazy. An oatmeal and a banana, like a Trento.
But that is crazy to think about how fast like money adds up. And like, like one thing I'll think about too, like some nights is like, even if you go out one night, like four Suburbans in one night, like just in literally one night could be like $400.
See, yeah. I don't drink. I save money there.
Oh.
Yeah.
See,
and I don't go
like,
out.
I'm like, no one said I was buying my own drinks. No, I'm just kidding.
But then, like,
no,
you but have to like, you have to pay for like, Ubers and like
Ubers.
Or go to parties and like
you can just
don't.
Drive.
I just drive.
And all that shit is just extra money as well, because like you have to actually pay like rent every month. Like you have to
gas. The
like,
amount of money
I
spent
actually
the past like year on rent, I think is actually
humiliating.
Dude,
it's humiliating.
My house that I'm in now, thankfully I have two roommates now, but I lived in it for like a year and 4 months alone, and the rent was like $4,100 a month.
Yeah, mine was $86,000 a year when I was in Westlake or something. Yeah.
And was it just you?
Jesus. Why is that someone that much?
No. Oh, wait. I mean, I'm just saying that, like...
That's
a
lot
for
just
one
person.
But I did the math after I moved out, and I lived there for 3 years. Like, I just threw all that money away.
Yeah, rent
when you could
is,
have
like,
put
just
it
throwing your money away.
Like owning
like,
a
home. Yeah, owning a home. Yeah. You learn. You live and you learn, guys.
Okay.
So, never mind. I'm not buying a Tesla, actually. I'm just going to
No,
gonna
I think you should
everywhere.
Still get the Tesla, because I kind of want to sit in it. But... I love... The idea of like getting educational with
I like that.
Listeners.
It made my soul feel like
honestly, great. I also just like learned a little bit too. Okay, so there's something else I want to talk about, but I wanted to ask you, where would you recommend investing your money to people? Like people like that are learning to invest or starting, like where would you recommend starting?
Like when they start getting their OnlyFans bag, the money's coming in, where did I throw it?
Well, like the only like three things I invested in crypto because other people told me to do is Doge, Bitcoin, and Ethereum.
Fuck Doge.
Yeah. Like I am not fond of cryptocurrency right now, so I wouldn't even. But I guess it's at an all-time low. Freaking if you got $1 million, put that into Bitcoin right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. When it hits, you're going to be.
Do you invest in, like, the real, like, stocks, though?
No.
No?
Oh, well, I have my financial advisors. They do, like, whatever they do, like S&P 500 or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they do, like, actual investments and, like, fancy things that are solid instead of, like, cryptos. Like, you actually don't know if I'm just going to absolutely tank or soar.
Yeah.
So they do, like, stuff that's. Like, actually, yeah, promised, and so I do that, but.
Okay, that's awesome.
I'm going to hit up my financial advisor.
All right.
I want to fucking.
Like, we're done with the education, you guys.
Let's talk shit.
Yeah, let's talk a little shit. Let's get a little drama. Let's go back to the tea.
Wait, are we actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this also does pertain to Jordan's life. Childhood star, Miss Queen over here.
Oh,
Dance Mom.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
So I was a huge Dance Moms fan. Still am. Not. I don't watch it anymore. Don't know if the show is still going on.
I'm so sorry.
But oh no, you're fine. I'm like Jordan Jones assaulted me on podcast.
The title.
But I used to watch Dance Moms like all the time growing up because I danced.
Do you know me? Did you know me back then from Abby's Ultimate, or did you not watch that show?
I didn't watch Abby's Ultimate, but then before.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave now.
No, but before coming here, like. Zach mentioned something about, like...
I didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Mentioned something about Dance Moms. And then I was like, wait, was Jordan on Dance Moms? And I was, like, looking.
Oh, yeah, I looked up on Google.
I was looking, and then I was like, honestly, I think I do remember, like, seeing you in there, in the mix.
Little and crop top booty shorts and crimped hair.
Crimped hair, yes, crimped hair. But, yeah, you and Kelly.
Are you on your phone? He's on his phone.
I was looking at my neck. I was looking at my neck. I'm peeling. I'm shedding.
Okay,
I'm
sorry,
shedding.
What?
I'm shedding.
So you and Kelly?
Yes, you know, my mother.
Yes. And so, yeah, I've been watching it for so long, and obviously there's been, like, a lot of, like, talk about, like, what it was like on the ALDC and all that shit, and, like, there's a variation of the girls that have come forward and, like, either said really good things about her or, like, really bad things about her and shit, and I just wanted to hear some, like, crazy Dance Moms stories you have, not even necessarily if it was, like, the show, it could be like other people on the cast, like other girls, or even like shit you would see behind the scenes, like with the moms. Because I feel like one big thing about Dance Moms was
get y'all screen recordings ready. Everybody start screen recording. It's about to go down.
Like, one thing that's like really funny that I'll say, like talk about like behind the scenes is like we were not supposed to leave the hotel. Like we couldn't leave our rooms after like filming stuff. Like what? Like you have like your schedule and everything. Like you have to be inside of your room. And, like, we're only allowed to eat in the hotel or, like, room service or, like, delivery and stuff. And, like, because we had to stay there. We couldn't leave or, like, risk seeing. Like, we couldn't see family or friends or anything while you're filming the show, obviously.
Why?
Because...
She's like, where the fuck's my publicist?
No, basically, because it was... Like, almost like a camp, I don't know. Like, you were, like, away. Like, you left your families to go be on this TV show type of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. It's a little sus.
Yeah. Alex version of camp.
Okay.
I guess.
Like, we're going to put you up at the Roosevelt.
And, like, they had to make sure that we were always there, you know? Like, we always had to be there in case we needed to go.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, that's one thing. Like, we could never leave our rooms after a certain time. But, like, my mom and I obviously, like, didn't listen. And, like, savage. Two other, like, people in the thing. And, like, we would always just, like, walk and, like, be around downtown L.A. So, like, that was just, like, something. Like, we were never at the hotel at night. Like, I would never eat at the hotel. And I would always see, like, people. And, like, my dad would, like, fly in to be with us for the weekend. But, like, the crew could not know. And, like, we had to be hidden. And we had to, like, like literally, like, dress up and, like, leave out, like, side doors. And
she's, like 11
that.
Years old sneaking into Boa Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Bottega Louie downtown L.A. is, like, where I ate every night because, like, it was, like, two blocks away and it was, like, safe to be there because, like, the crew couldn't see us. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then, like, then talking about Abby, she's just the best person in the whole world. I love Abby. I feel like just being on the show with her, I learned a lot. I feel like if you don't have a strict parent or a strict dance teacher or a strict principal at school or a teacher, then I feel like you obviously, in my opinion, I feel like you never want to be, like, you're not, like, pushed as much. Mm-hmm. And, like, my whole life I've always had, like, dance teachers, my mom, and, like, Abby, who would, like, push me to be, like, growing up, like, so fast. Like, on that show, I was 11 or 12 years old, but I felt like I was probably 16. Like, when you're working on set every day and you are, like, I feel like you just had to mature a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, if you don't have a strict dance teacher, especially, I feel like you are literally just going to stay at the same level.
Yeah.
So with her, I just felt like everything, like, with her happens for, like, a reason. And I feel like she's just really good at her job. But what else about the show?
You tell me.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you, actually, about, like, being on the show and stuff. I wanted you to give us, like, maybe, like, your highest point on the show. Where you were just like, I love this. Like, you were just, like, so happy. And then also, like, your lowest point, if you felt comfortable talking about your lowest point.
And then I have a question after.
My highest point was probably my hip-hop solo. It was the time I like, won the challenge, and I got to be, and I was, like, dancer of the week, or kid of the week. Well, I was kid of the week, like, every week. But I got to do a hip-hop solo, and it was, like, obviously what I, like, strived in, and I loved that. And then my lowest point was probably when I had, like, a really bad day, and I had, like, a really bad solo I didn't like, and I did it, and that was the night that me and Asia had to do a flexibility challenge. And when I'm, like, 13 or 14 years old,
Asia was crazy,
and Asia is, like, 9 years old, I kind of felt like it wasn't that fair.
She was the little one that was, like, crazy at tumbling.
Yeah, like, yeah. The most flexible girl on the show. So they for the tiebreaker, they decided to do a flexibility challenge. And I have no back flexibility, like, at all. And the show obviously knew that. And I got kicked off of the show because I didn't have back flexibility.
Oh my God.
So that was...
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
What's your question, Zach?
I want to get messy. I don't know why. I just want to talk shit. Who was your favorite girl on the show?
Asia.
Okay. Who was your least favorite? And why?
Girl?
Anyway. Let's say parent. Parent. I don't know any of the people that I never watched, I'll be honest with you.
I've always loved, like, Dance Moms and that culture.
I was watching
so
Disney XD.
Growing up, guys. Yeah. I mean, I don't have good back flexibility either.
Me either.
I would say, I totally...
Take your time.
I honestly, I don't think I know. Because honestly, like, all the moms hated, like, every other girl because... Every girl was like, if it was, like, better than you or whatever. So, like, every mom just, like, hated every other dancer.
They looked at their child as, like, the golden child.
Yeah. And then, like, all the kids, we were honestly there just to have fun. There was no drama, which was so good. I feel like we were younger than that age of, like, drama.
It would
or,
be,
like
a lot of drama, like, 14 to, like, 18,
yeah.
I feel like.
So, like, it was, like, we were all just had so much fun. And we were honestly all there just genuine, especially me and Asia. We were like, you're gonna win, and she's like, you're gonna win. Like, we were like a good dynamic, and honestly, I kept just to like four or five people, so I never had, my mom had issues with people because, like, obviously people would talk about me, but I would literally just like not care.
It's so, like, the moms would beef with each other more,
like,
than
if my mom was here, she could say some stuff, but I have no answer about who I didn't like because
we're bringing your mom on for season two.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's really no tea there.
Uh-huh. Ah, rats. Okay. I tried
rats.
Guys.
Oh, rats.
Do you have anything you want to ask?
I don't know. I think you've answered it all, girl. You're really good at answering questions.
I am?
You just answer everything, yeah. We're very alike in that way.
I wanted to ask you.
Amari got the question.
Right? I have so many questions. But, well, actually, it's not really like a question, but, well, yeah, sure. Do you have any advice to give out there to people that are, like, into dance or, like, that want to, like, really take it far or, like, that foresee a future with dance? Because I, like, from my personal experience with dance, like, you do have a lot of, like, high and low points and stuff, and you feel amazing some days, and then some days you're like, I literally fucking suck, and, like, I can't do this. Like, for example, you said back flexibility. Like, you knew that wasn't your strong suit. Had the exact same experience, never, like, that much of a flexible back. But I'm like, I'm really good at other shit, but, like, then it's like there's some other bitch that has like such a flexible back, and you're like, okay, why isn't my back flexible? Like, I do stretch it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. So my advice has completely changed. And like I used to say, okay, if you really want to be like a competitive dancer in LA and you really want to be a professional dancer, a background dancer, whatever, I would say like do exactly what I did, was just like my mom would take me to dance competitions and dance conventions around my city, but I would always have to drive 2 hours to either Detroit or Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I would always go to those and get scholarships to be able to go to the next one. And we would travel around, and I would make sure I was in a lot of people's eyes and mm-hmm. different choreographers, because at your same studio, you would not get any better because you're with the same people or with the same teachers and you're learning
same
the same
techniques.
Thing.
Yeah.
So I would always try to get like with professional dance choreographers. And so I did that. And that's how I came out to LA, was just like scholarships and agencies mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
And that's awesome too, because now, dance is expensive.
Yeah. But now my advice, which is so crazy, is literally start a TikTok. Dance on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. But show them what you really got.
Yeah,
not these little
get
TikTok
exposure.
Dances.
Yeah, you're going to get exposure, and then everything like will speed up for you by like 6 years. Because mm-hmm. like what I went through to get to where I'm at now, or where I was at when I was like 15 being a background dancer and professional in LA, it's like people can now do that within like 6 months to a year of just dancing on TikTok. You can get the same exposure or like
fuck that, even like a month.
Literally,
nowadays.
Some you know, sometimes it's just quick. Like you can blow up on TikTok and become a professional dancer. You can be hired by the artist could hit you up directly to promote their song instead mm-hmm. of like, it's crazy now.
Mm-hmm. Especially the exposure through TikTok, I feel like is fucking insane. Especially if you're showing like what you really got to like your talent, because I see so many talented dancers on TikTok and I'm like, wow,
I
love that shit. And like, but another thing on TikTok is that they support and like. A lot of fans, they, like, will dog on me when I'm actually, like, doing the dance how a dancer would do it.
Yeah.
But go for it. Like, don't hold back. Like, don't do, like, the half version.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. just because it's, like, going to get you more views on TikTok, I would say, like, be a dancer. Like, do the dance how it's supposed to be.
Do both. Like, be smart. Like, like, here and there, tap into the dances you know is going to bring views and traction to your page, but at the same time, still put in, like, your actual talent.
Yeah.
So it's on your page.
And I think, like, if your intentions are, like, actual dance, like, and you want to, like, impress people, I think it's better to be, like, impressive with the way you move as opposed to, like, looking cute and stuff like that. Because, I mean, a lot of people can look cute, but can everyone move like that? Like,
You know?
Yeah.
Very true. Facts. Very true.
All right.
Wow. What an episode.
I think this concludes today's episode
Hell
of Getting Loser. We're going to go crazy. We're going to go to the club and celebrate because we just had our first guest ever, the Jordan Jones. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you for allowing me to be the first guest.
Of course. Honestly, it's a fucking honor. If you guys haven't seen her podcast, go check it out. Tell them where.
They were on it also. Available on all streaming platforms as well as my YouTube channel for the video.
Yeah. Go watch the one that we did on her.
Yes.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I liked that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Same with our shit. You can always find us on all podcast streaming platforms. Audio comes out when, Jordan?
2 days before the video.
Fuck
There you go.
This is Getting Loser. We're signing off.
Guys, goodbye. Bye.
We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, they tryna end me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.